side.
Tako daleč od Boga, tako blizu Britanije. Laboristična vlada Velike Britanije je spremenila politiko glede dostopa do britanskega državljanstva za migrante. Ne gre za zakonsko potrjeno spremembo v parlamentu, temveč gre za spremembo v navodilih, ki ji morajo slediti delavci v migracijski pisarni Združenega kraljestva in sicer po novem ne smejo državljanstva izdajati osebam, ki so v državo prišli po neredni poti. Sprememba v navodilih je pritajen način, da se tudi brez sprejetja zakonodaje onemogoči vstop nezaželenih skupin ljudi v državo. Gre za še en primer obračanja k skrajni desnici strani samooklicane sredinsko-leve laboristične stranke pod vodstvom bivšega odvetnika za človekove pravice in trenutnega premijeja Kira Starmerja. Podrobneje spremembe v vodilih za izdajanje državljanstva opiše naš sogovorec Jaša Makaniko, raziskovalec britanske nevladne organizacije Statewatch.
For staff assessing people, this is, who have applied for naturalization, would say that applicants who have made a dangerous journey will normally be refused citizenship. And it is described as a clarification for the guidance for caseworkers, effectively, in relation to the issue of whether a claimant is of good character. So if you apply for citizenship after the 10th of February 2025, you will normally be refused regardless of the time that has passed since the illegal entry took place. And there's another new entry in the same guidance which says a person who applies for citizenship from 10th February 2025 who has previously arrived without a required valid entry clearance or electronic travel authorization, having made a dangerous journey, will normally be refused citizenship. So there's those two situations of traveling by small boat or concealed in a vehicle or other means, but it is stated clearly that it's not limited to these cases. And on top of that, there is also the issue of people claiming British citizenship having to pay citizenship costs of £1,630 for an application without a right of appeal if such a request is refused. Now, Colin Yeo, the immigration lawyer who broke the news, said these changes amount to contravening the Refugee Convention of 1951, to which Britain is a founding signature, Tory.
Kot izpostavlja sogovorec, vlada s temi spremembami zapira luknje v zakonu, ki ljudem omogoča vstop, a dejansko zgolj pravilno upoštevajo zakon o imigraciji.
Well, on the one hand, it's trying to close a loophole, as they call it. It would seem to me that is the correct application of the immigration law, but they're referring to it as a loophole because of the abrogation of a previous illegal immigration act that was passed by the Tories, which would have included this measure. So by abrogating that law, this possibility was open again, and they have tried to close it.
Glede na trenutno veljavno zakonodajo sicer ljudje, ki hočejo azil v Veliki Britaniji, zanj ne morejo zaprositi izven meja države. Obstajajo pa izjeme za ukrajinske begunce.
Now, what you say about the impossibility of applying from abroad is true. The exception being the scheme that was put in place in 2022 for Ukrainian nationals. And in fact, there has been polemic in the last few days about that, because there was a family that applied using the form that is provided for the Ukraine scheme from Palestine. It was a Palestinian family who was in a refugee camp. And a judge kind of was favorable to their application. And Keir Starmer basically argued that that was a mistake because they shouldn't have come under the Ukrainian refugee scheme. At the same time, it shows quite clearly the problem of situations where people are in immediate risk to their life or to their physical integrity are unable to apply for asylum in the UK from abroad.
Makaniko pri tem izpostavlja, da je francosko ministrstvo v preteklosti predlagalo vzpostavitev tako imenovane legalne pomorske poti preko Rokavskega priliva. Načrt je med drugim predvideval tudi vzpostavitve centrov v Franciji, kjer bi lahko prosilci za azil oddali prošnjo za odobritev azila v Veliki Britaniji, a je britanska vlada ta predlog zavrnila.
In the past. Regarding the small boat crossings from Calais, it should be noted that there was a French proposal to have UK adjudication, asylum adjudication facilities in northern France to make sure that the people who were recognized could have a safe passage to the UK, but the UK was opposed to such plans.
Nova navodila med drugim delavcem v sistemu za migracije podeljuje pravico, da prepoved izdajanja državljanstva zaradi nelegalnega prečkanja zanemarijo v primeru mladoletnih oseb, vendar je to odvisno od presoje samega delavca.
And it should also be noted that caseworkers, despite the new provisions or the new guidance, they do have discretion to disregard a regular entry for children or for minors. But it is not guaranteed that they will exercise it. And at the same time, there is also the point that the Home Secretary, Yvette Cooper, also retains discretion over such decisions.
Makaniko izpostavi, da spremembe sploh niso šle skozi običajne zakonodajne poti, temveč gre za spremembe v navodilih za delavce v sistemu za migracije s ciljem, da vlada za javnost izgleda bolj stroga do migrantov.
This measure was not even debated by MPs before its introduction. It's just a change of guidance rules, and it's a step in the opposite direction, which is presumably designed to make the government look tough on refugees. And it also means that the government, through this move, seeks to deter desperate people from making these channel crossings. But it's seemed also at the time when the Rwanda plan was being implemented that these strategies don't work. And also in the Guardian's criticism of the measure, they said enforcement cannot work on its own without safe and legal routes to reach the UK.
Pri vsem tem se zdi, da so nova vodila odziv britanske vlade na poročila o porastu popularnosti skrajno desne stranke Reformiramo Združeno kraljestvo ter zavrnitev soočanja z dejansko migrantsko politiko in osredotočanje na odzive proti rastoči skrajni desnici.
It seems to follow the problem of Reform UK's advance in the polls or reported advance in the polls. I'm not sure how true that is. Whether it's more of a propaganda attempt to make it look as though they have more support than they have or not. But at the same time, it seems like Keir Starmer is responding directly to Nigel Farage's party's growing support, apparently, in the polls. But this means that it's a lack of bravery on the part of the government, because rather than engaging with the politics of the issue, and recognizing the fact that there is an increase in people who are forcibly displaced from their places, from their homes, effectively, it's about trying to stop people from arriving here.
Sogovorec izpostavi, da je ta politika v celoti skladna s trendi v evropski politiki, pri čemer so mnoge evropske države že izrazile zanimanje za britansko politiko do migrantov.
Basically, there is a lot of interest in trying to externalize asylum procedures and trying to invent or think up some ulterior criteria that can be used in order to deny people asylum, even in situations where ostensibly, according to the 1951 Refugee Convention, they should obtain asylum. And so this passes through notions like those of safe countries of origin, for which the EU is trying to introduce criteria to make it possible to declare countries safe even though the actual situations in the country are not safe. And that's a particularly troubling development. And it's the idea that you can put other issues or other breaches of supposed breaches of law, like embarking on an irregular migration journey, above the idea that a person who's at risk of persecution should obtain asylum. And that's really troubling, and particularly as we are seeing it enacted in the Mediterranean for boat crossings, because you have national police forces kind of prioritizing the activity against irregular migration over the life-saving operations in the Mediterranean Sea.
Za zaključek Makaniko oriše še dejstvo, da je nova politika v bistvu namenjena ustvarjanju razreda ljudi, ki so izključeni iz sistema države.
Well, it seems obscene because it kind of considers that even if people are allowed asylum or protection or a right to stay in the UK, it's as if it's creating a class of people who should be, and I'm quoting Colin Yeo here, the immigration barrister I mentioned before, it's about forever excluding people from civic life, no matter how long they live in a country. It's a clear breach of the Refugee Convention, and it's also a way to stop positive integration of people into a society, including political participation, etc. So I think it's a really strong limitation on people's actual possibilities to integrate fruitfully and on an equal standing in host society.
Velika Britanija tako ostaja globoko reakcionarni otok, ki ga kljub temu ki pa kljub temu služi kot model za desničarske protimigrantske evropske politike, če tudi jih izvaja tako imenovana sredinsko-leva vlada. Offside je pripravila Vida.